rescue boat, which they have, has been based in the canal basin. On the early hours of Sunday morning, there was an attempt to remove the engine from the boat. In doing so, when the perpetrators couldn't remove the engine, then they went on then to damage the engine, like, which means that effectively the boat is out of action at the minute, so it is.
When you hear of this story and then a story earlier in the week of a defibrillator being damaged in Derry, it seems to go to show that nothing is beyond some people.
Yeah, just like you said, they're essential services. They're essential pieces of equipment which is needed and has to be there on hand 24/7. And when people then go and destroy these pieces of equipment, they're endangering the lives of maybe themselves, their own loved ones, and the people in the locality. But what it means is the selfishness of these acts, when you contrast that from the people who are volunteers, unpaid, are a part of giving good service to the community in terms of search and rescues, which they are employed locally, both locally and indeed nationally, right across the island of Ireland.
As it relates to the Strabad incident, we understand it was, at least some of it was caught on CCTV. The sooner these people are brought to justice, the better, I'm sure you'd feel.
Absolutely. People who would destroy property like us here and essential equipment, then they must be brought to book on it. And it's absolutely not acceptable and won't be tolerated, are.